Hey guys, CrickerGuy124 here, and this is the podcast, so it's a bit late, but it's the podcast between RCB and KKR. If you know Vicky from Round the Outside, I feel bad for him. He supports RCB, but they've had an excellent tournament compared to past years, etc, etc. So I'll just give you, like, a couple of minute talk through on the game and what I thought RCB could have improved on, etc, etc. So, we go straight on to RCB's batting. Very, very promising batting lineup. With Padikkal, Kohli, Glenn Maxwell, AB de Villiers all in stunning form. And then Shahbaz Ahmed in the form of his life. And then Harshal Patel, also in his form of his life. He's not a batsman. And Mohammad Siraj, pretty much the peak of his bowling so far. Very promising. And then they always get, like, decent starts. Like, VK, 39 of 33. Padikkal, 21 of 18. And Shrikabara kind of lost it. And then from there onwards, it was, like, 9, 15, AB de Villiers 11 of 9. No one got going. And I have to give it to Narine. The new action, he's almost as good as he was with his old action. Changing your action to deceive the batsman even more is a really, really hard thing to do once you've been bowling in the nets for many, many overs, many, many days, practicing the same action. And then suddenly you have to change your action because of chucking. Yeah, it's a very hard thing on your mental side to do. Like, that's the action you've got all of your wickets for. And then you have to change it. And it's a really deceptive action, this new one. I've tried to replicate it really hard. Well done to Sunil and Narine for what he's doing. It's absolutely incredible, in my opinion. The mental strength. He bowled amazingly. Absolutely stunningly. So he actually got, four wickets and at an economy of 5.2. It's just amazing. Against a fired up RCB batting lineup, I admire that a lot. Glenn Maxwell, who is fifth in the contentionship for the Orange Cap, 15 of 18. Like, Shreyas Iyer, Glenn Maxwell, the star performers in the playoffs. In the group stages, Gaikwad is still Mr. Class, so he obviously still has to do good in the playoffs. But, like, many of the good players who are good in the group stages aren't good in these playoffs. I think it's just the pressure. Just the pressure, and these are the best four teams. It's hard to get a role on the best four teams as well. So, I think we've got 138-7. Kohli would not be proud. This is the last match. Very, very last match as captain of RCB. He 100% sure. He would really like to get close to that 160, so 170 mark. That would be a good start and competitive with the bowlers he has. So yeah, he probably really wanted to get up there, but he has faith in his bowlers. Harshal Patel, who has been the best bowler this season by an absolute country mile. Siraj, who's bowled really well. Chahal, who's bowled really well. I think it's only been like the overseas bowlers that have been bad. Not bad. Okay, yes, bad. Like, Glenn Maxwell has been okay. Like, above average. Garton and Christian, they're the weaklings. Like, back in the day, RCB would have had Dale Steyn firing and maybe some more. Next auction, they need two solid overseas bowlers. Dan Christian, economy of 17. I repeat, 1-7. That's unacceptable and ridiculous. Frankly, ridiculous. You should not be selected with a team. But RCB don't have options. Like, they've improved their death bowling from 2 years ago when they're, like, the most expensive side in the death. But still, they need solid overseas bowlers. Knight Riders. From, like, a stunning comeback from, like, the start of the UAE phase where they were, like, seventh, no one gave them a chance, pretty much. The openers that they found in Gill and Iyer, just amazing. Just amazing. They've been, like, so consistent. This match wasn't to be. Like, Venkateshaya got 26 of 30. Shimon Gill got 29 of 80. Still okay. Pretty good. Rahul Tripathi on the whole Kohli incident, I think he was just expressing his emotions. It's his last match. The umpires gave something not out that looked completely plumb to my eye. I'm not sure if it was your eye too, but that looked completely plumb. But it's a bit unnecessary, but like I respect that it's his like last match as RCB captain, and you really have to be giving that up. Nitish Rana, because like they needed a run on ball-ish a bit more than that at the time, 23 of 25. But the main difference between these two teams was Sunil Narine, yet again. He was sent out there, obviously, like, basically KKR copied Aksha and Shadow, moving up the ladder. Those two didn't work, but Narine did work, but Narine's way better batsman than those two. He smashed it, and suddenly the run rate went under 6 and over. And that was really the key point in the match for me. Definitely, 100% the key point in the match. Match shifted, everyone else had to only play a runner ball. Got 10s, last over 7 runs. It was like 10 of 10, looks easy. And then you go to 7 of the last over. No, that's not easy. There's pressure, they could bowl well. You've seen Kartik Tyagi, etc, etc. So, like, yeah, it gets really hard in the last over. Shakib Malasan with a scoop. It was Dan Christian bowling the last over, so as soon as I saw it was Dan Christian, I practically knew RCB lost. Bangalore exit the tournament. Kolkata stay in the hunt. Sunil Narine had a game to remember. Player of the pod, Sunil Narine. I really want to talk about, VK real quick. Not Vicky Krishnan. Just Virat. It's been amazing how RCB have progressed every season from just their top order, the OG top order, Gail, KL Rahul. I swear all the RCB players went to Punjab, but anyway. Gail, Rahul, Kohli, etc. It's the solid core team that they built, and the ABD Kohli partnership has been really cool. Over the years, they just keep getting better every year. I hope they do in the next few years. They just keep getting better under Kohli. Kohli's shown that he's a good captain, not just an aggressive one. It's good. It's good for cricket to have a bit of an aggressive captain, keep things entertaining, etc, etc. Sometimes he is a bit over the top, which is unacceptable. Just face it, it is. I don't want to go down that route, because I could talk an hour about that, but... it's sad to see him go, really, but, like, he knows what's best for his, like, being a player, he'll always be a technical captain. There'll be, like, Steve Smith captaining, but he will always be the heart and soul of the team, RCB. He will stay there forever, like he said. In the press conference, he will always be wearing red. And that is the podcast pretty much done. Yeah. And I'll join you tomorrow for DCKKR. So my prediction is that KKR will win that match and do a shocker to beat CSK in the final. But that's just my opinion, and it's fairly unlikely. So I don't know. Thank you guys so much for listening. Let me know if you like this longer format of podcast. There will probably be a poll somewhere down in the description, and I will see you.